word to the morning bird. Oh, 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 don't you go, don't you go. Oh, 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 to the night bird sang the morning bird. Oh, 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 now you know, now you know. Why, oh, why sang the night bird to the morning bird? Oh, why, tell me so, tell me so. Oh, my, little night bird sang the morning bird. Oh, my, now you know, oh, now you know. Shadows in the open sky, high and low, and up and down, and all around they go.
That's Abigail Lapel with Nightbird and Morningbird from her soon-to-be-released sophomore album, Hide No Hair, quite possibly one of the first great records of 2017, heavily influenced by her time in the Indian art folk music scene in Montreal in the 2000s and recorded in Toronto with Chris Stringer. The album features 10 songs with a cinematic quality that take love and loss as their central theme. Abigail Lapel was the recipient of the 2016 Colleen Peterson Songwriting Award for the song Jordan, which appears on the new album. We caught up with Abigail in Toronto to chat about the record. How are you doing today, Abigail?
Hi, good, thank you. How are you doing?
Great to be able to talk to you. I got to say, I get excited when I get an album that makes me want to play it, not just right through, but actually dig into the songs. So I've been really enjoying the new record.
Oh, that's wonderful.
What I'd like to do is to give you a chance just to start off by talking about the album, but particularly the first song, which is Nightbird and Morningbird, which is a wonderful video in it with, I think these are paper puppets, aren't they, that are in this video?
They're wooden puppets, and then it's, a lot of paper sets that were constructed, and I think multimedia, I think they sort of took bits and pieces of things and built these beautiful worlds, dreamscapes.
So tell us about the song itself. Why did you want to put a video together for this one?
Well, I thought of this song, the imagery in it is very, in my mind, it's very sort of simple and visual, unlike many of my songs, which tend to be a bit more abstract. And it kind of has this nursery rhyme quality to it lyrically. So I was inspired by, you know, those old National Film Board of Canada animations, the old NFB short films where it'll be like a, like The Cat Came Back or something, where it'll be this this song, and then it's this kind of didactic rendering of the song. So I thought about that, and I was picturing maybe something in that vein, or like a stop motion video, you know, with birds, and I just pictured something very dreamy like that. And I ended up collaborating with Chris Godzouk, who's a puppet artist in Montreal, along with a great team of people. He put together this, yeah, this short, it's kind of a short film featuring these wooden birds. I think that's, they're wood and they sort of move. They have these beautiful, like, articulated wings. Anyway, I could go on and on, but the video, yeah, it was just released a couple weeks ago, and I'm so, so proud of it. I didn't work on it myself very much, but there was, like, it was a very painstaking process, and I think they did such a beautiful job.
Well, you can check out the video on Abigail's website, which is abigaillapelle.com. Now, the new album, Hide Nor Hair, is the follow-up to Great Survivor, which I think came out in 2011, and that was recorded with Heber Kirby from Obiju, right?
That's right, yeah. Yeah, we recorded the album. A lot of it is at home. It was she did such a beautiful job, and we released it in 2011, so it's been... Yeah, it's been about 6 years. So I thought it was time, high time to put out something new.
Now, the new album is recorded with Chris Stringer, who has a reputation as being a little bit of a producer that really brings out the moods behind the music. He's worked with Tomba Tombra and Obiju.
That's right.
Why did you want to work with Chris on this?
Well, I really loved a lot of the stuff that I'd heard that he had worked on. With Obiju and Timber Timber and Snowblink and a lot of roots, kind of indie folk bands from Toronto. So I thought that would be a good fit, and we ended up meeting up and chatting, and yeah, it came together really well. And he just started, along with some other folks, a studio in Toronto called Union Sound. They've been open for, I guess, a year or two now. And that was a really cool experience. I had not worked with a producer really before.
So there are 10 songs on the album. I mentioned in the preamble that you have a your songwriting tends to have a real cinematic feel. They suddenly, you mentioned that your lyrics tend to be abstract, but I think you also like, you know, to create some imagery with the songs you write. Did it take long to bring the songs together for this record?
Well, it had been like I said, several years since the first album I released, so I would say the songs were written over that 4 or 5 year period. I think I kind of knew which ones I wanted to be on the album. And then some of them came together really at the last minute, actually, like just kind of a few weeks before going into the studio. I ended up writing a bunch of stuff. And then, yeah, so maybe 2 or 3 songs were very recent. But all of that to say, it was definitely over a period of years that this stuff was written. And there was not a cohesive theme to it, but I think the way it ended up coming together is it has a, you know, the collection as a whole has some kind of coherence to it.
Now, one of the other interesting things about Nightbird and Morningbird is that you actually have that wonderful whistle solo on that that really gives it that again,
pretty
I think
special.
Goes into that wonderful feel. I think that was the drummer on the album that did that, right?
That's right, yeah. Benjamin Herman plays the drums on the record. He sings a little bit as well, and he is a really beautiful singer-songwriter himself, based in Toronto. He has a record that he released last year. But yeah, he's a great whistler, and I feel like I was encouraging him to whistle on that track. And both he and Chris Stringer, the producer, thought it was kind of a joke and said, sort of like refused to do it at first, and then I sort of kept insisting. I think everyone sort of thought it was a joke, and it ended up, in my opinion at least, it turned out really very cool, and it kind of adds this cool sort of special thing. There were more actually whistles that didn't make the cut that were a lot more ornate, and I feel like we kept it ended up being a real highlight. I think for Chris that was ended up being his favorite part of the album. After initially refusing, so I felt very vindicated.
Tell us about some of the other people that play on the album with you.
Oh, I had some really great players. Rachel Cardiello also is a songwriter and has a band in Toronto. She plays the viola. Ken sings a little bit. And Joe Earnwine plays the bass, upright bass and electric bass on the record. And he too, I think everyone that I'm saying has their own solo projects as well. And then Jessica Moore sang on one of the songs, Jordan, and she's someone I've collaborated with a lot. She played on my first record. She's also a singer-songwriter, and she's a very accomplished poet and translator, incidentally. And Mike Eckert plays pedal steel.
There's some fine pedal steel on that album. I really love the way that it complements some of the tracks. You mentioned the song Jordan. Now, Jordan is the song that you won the 2016 Colleen Peterson Songwriting Award for. Now, this song's really interesting because it has this wonderful piano in it. And I think you play the piano on this, right?
That's right. And this is my first time playing piano on a recording. So I was nervous about it. I wasn't sure how it was going to be, how it was going to go over. So.
So tell us a little bit about this song.
Well, Jordan was written when I was doing a writing retreat in a little cabin in upstate Michigan. And it was sort of inspired by true events. I was wandering around the highways and I got sort of horribly lost, actually, at one point. And I would just kind of spend a lot of my day walking around in the state forest and singing, which is how I write a lot of songs. But it was funny because there was a piano at this cabin. And so that I thought, oh, I should try to, I'm not really a pianist, but I play a little bit. And I thought it would be, you know, a good opportunity to write something on the piano. And it was not in very good condition. A lot of the keys didn't work. Wasn't particularly in tune. So I ended up sort of picking out the melody based on, you know, both my own limitations as a pianist, but then also this piano kind of picking out a melody on the working keys, which were few and far between. So it ended up coming together from that.
Well, let's play that song just now. This is Jordan from Abigail LaPelle. It's from her great new album. It's entitled Hide No Hair, and it's coming out very shortly on Coax Records. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall.
So cold and wild. sleep sound and tight. Sweet one, don't feel so badly. I'll dream of you tonight. In wild and weary slumber, what dreams will come?
That's Abigail LaPelle with Jordan from her forthcoming album, Hide No Hair. She's a special guest on Folk Roots Radio today. And Abigail, I always like to ask the question, tell us a little bit about how you got started on music, because I always get fascinated. You now live in Toronto, you lived in Montreal before, but take us right back to the beginning about why you got involved in music and why you decided you wanted to make a career out of it.
Well, I suppose I always just loved singing and writing songs. I can't really remember a time when that wasn't sort of the main thing I wanted to do with my time. And so I definitely kind of remember playing and writing songs all through childhood and sang in choirs and stuff like that. And then at some point I started doing open mics. I used to go to Graffiti's here in Toronto, which I think the open mics still exist there. Like an institution. But anyway, so I would do like these open mics. And I think, yeah, I don't know if this is weird to say, but like many performers, I sort of like want, there's like a combination of wanting attention, but also like being super shy and feeling very nervous and stage frighty. And an open mic is like the worst place to experience those feelings. But anyway, so like, yeah, I definitely always just played and wrote songs. And then when I moved to Montreal, I think similarly, I just, I didn't know a lot of people. And then at some point I started playing shows kind of just as a way to like meet folks. And I would like do the open mic and then meet people that way who would sort of set up shows together and things like this. So it was pretty organic, and it came from a place of, again, like I think I liked getting attention, but in a way I didn't like it. You know, sometimes I felt I would rather just sit in my room and write songs alone and not have to perform them in front of anyone. Just to say, you know, it's this kind of paradoxical thing. So I don't know if that answers the question, but I think for sure being in Montreal, there's so much music there and, you know, it's very bohemian and the cost of living is very affordable. So everyone ends up becoming an artist. And that was an amazing scene to sort of come of age a bit. Yeah, that's a roundabout answer, but it's something I've been kind of doing for a while now, for sure.
You mentioned when we were talking about the Jordan song about how you'd be walking through the woods and then started mm-hmm. singing the song. Is that how you, when you start to work on songs, do you come up with, is it sort of coming up with an idea and a little bit of a melody to go along with it? Is that how things start to go then?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll generally write a melody and then add words or write lyrics like much later in the process.
One of the most interesting songs on the new album is Hostage Town. We're going to play that in a few minutes. That's an interesting song because it talks a little bit about the experience of being in Toronto during the G20 summit in 2010. Tell us a little bit about that song.
That's right. Well, I wrote the song, yeah, a little bit after that, and I think to me the song was about, and I think anyone that's gone to big protests maybe can relate to this. It's sort of about feeling that really odd kind of, it can be like socially, there could be a lot of social anxiety around that too, in addition to everything else that's going on kind of politically. You're sort of in this situation where you're trying to, the first line of the song is, I'm trying to find my friends, which is like about being lost in a crowd and, you know, in the lonely crowd or whatever, feeling solitary among thousands of people in a way. I mean, it's a song that's about, it kind of takes place in this political setting, but it's from a lens of like interpersonal anxiety and feeling like maybe wanting to find one's tribe or finding a place to fit in order to affect change or, you know, make a difference in the world, you first kind of have to find your sense of community, and that can be, you know, it can be challenging. And so just all to say, I think that that's where the song sort of came from for me, was this idea that that is a very heightened sort of experience when you're in the middle of that sea of people.
Let's play that song just now. This is Abigail LaPelle with Hostage Town from her new album, Hide No Hair. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall.
I'm trying to find my friends, swallowed up by the streets again. Can't tell you why, can't tell you where or when. But no sooner had we touched down, bent over and kissed the cold ground, than a thousand feet marching in the street were all around. Oh, tell me how to get home.
That's Abigail LaPelle with Hostage Town from her new album, Hide No Hair. She's our special guest on Folk Roots Radio today. We mentioned, Abigail, that you will be launching the album in Toronto. You also have, I think, a tour that takes place in Eastern Canada towards the end of January, right?
Yeah, the Toronto album launch is going to be Thursday, January 19th at the Burdock Music Hall with a live band. I'm going to have a lot of the same players from the album. And then I'm also doing release shows in Montreal, Ottawa, all over Ontario. And I'm going to be going out east at the beginning of February, playing in Halifax and Sackville. I'll be actually playing on the train going out east, which I'm excited about.
And I think you also have a date in Guelph on Sunday, January the 29th at the Cornerstone.
That's right. Yeah, I'm playing with Nate Coles at the Cornerstone. I'm also going to be in Hamilton on the 23rd of January at the Casbah. So a lot of Ontario for now, and then I'm going to be going out east in February and then West Coast Canada in March.
Oh, that sounds great. If people want to learn more about your music, how can they do that?
You can visit my website, www.abigaillapelle.com, and it's Abigail, my last name, Lapel, L-A-P, like Peter, E-L-L.
Well, it's been great to talk to you today. What I would like to do is to play one more track from the album, and I was hoping you would introduce that for us.
I'd love to. This is the last song on the album, very appropriate to end our conversation, and it's called Home to Me. It's a love song. It's a sentimental melody, and it sort of wraps up an album that is in some ways about travel and seeking for one's home.
That's wonderful. Abigail Lapelle, Home to Me from the album Hide No Hair. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall. And thanks again.
Throw your troubles to the raging river. Pour your tears in the salty sea. Tell your worries to the laughing fountain. And bring your love, back home to me. Got a voice like the rolling thunder, and his hands are steady and free. Eyes still full of wonder, and his heart belongs to me. Home to me.